Good morning. High pressure, which brought brilliant sunshine to interior New York and New England yesterday, also provided us with a clear night last night and chilly temperatures now this morning, with most locations at or below freezing and even some well down into the 20s and some teens across the mountains. That same high will hold on today and keep us dry, although a weak disturbance in the mid-levels of the atmosphere starting to produce a band of clouds which will mix with the sunshine that we enjoyed yesterday. So we'll go for partly cloudy skies this afternoon and temperatures finding their way back through the 40s and into the lower and mid-50s on average for afternoon highs. A weak disturbance along the eastern seaboard down toward the Florida coast will ride up the east coast over the next 24 hours. Out ahead of it, we'll have an onshore flow out of the east-southeast, which will produce another bank of clouds tonight and for the day tomorrow. Now, overnight tonight, with that cloud cover, temperatures probably a few degrees milder than what we see this morning, and generally in the lower to mid-30s overnight. And this will lead to partly sunny skies tomorrow with that onshore flow, maybe a shower across parts of New England, with highs once again in the middle to upper 50s. Another disturbance out toward the Great Lakes will make a run at us during the day on Wednesday. We'll have some sunshine during the day, although clouds will win out by the evening hours, and there's also a chance of showers before the day is out. But the best chance of rainfall across the area with this next front will arrive after dark on Wednesday night. Still out ahead of the front, temperatures will surge back up past the 60-degree mark and, in some cases, even into the middle 60s. We'll dry it out behind this front for the day on Thursday and into Friday. With a mix of sun and clouds both days, highs will be back into the middle and upper 50s. Right now, it looks dry to start next weekend, with highs bouncing back towards 60, and another system heading our way on Sunday could bring us some showers before the weekend is out, with highs reaching into the lower 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over portions of southern Kansas and northern Oklahoma. Modest low-level moisture return will result in a moderately unstable air mass ahead of a cold front as it moves into the region. A combination of daytime heating and lift along the cold front, in addition to favorable shear, will be favorable for supercells capable of producing large hail and damaging winds. Meanwhile, last week's heavy rainfall is still keeping many rivers in flood stage across Illinois, Missouri, Iowa, Indiana, and Michigan today. Large rivers, such as the Mississippi and Illinois, will take longer to recede. Numerous flood warnings remain in effect. And winter storm warnings are out again for the upper Midwest, where another 6 to 9 inches of snow is possible for parts of Minnesota and Wisconsin, including Minneapolis. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Key West, Florida, at 5:53 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. The last report of hail was at Kishiro Airport in Japan at 10:19 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 19 degrees with a southeast wind at 14 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 18 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 32 degrees, the dew point 20, 61% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.68 inches and currently it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 101 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 1 at Spinach Lake, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-50s, Boston partly sunny and breezy in the upper 40s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the upper 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 51 degrees, the low 29. The average temperature 40, that's 10 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month, 2.39 inches, which is 16 hundredths above normal. And 8.01 inches of precipitation since January 1st, which is 2.22 inches below normal. There were 25 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, now 435 for the month and 5,932 for the season. The average high temperature at Albany today, 61 degrees, the average low, 40. The record high 86 set in 1985, and the record low 20 in 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 6:02 a.m., sunset this evening 7:46 p.m., 13 hours and 44 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and a bit cool today, with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the mid to upper 20s, though teens across the higher terrain. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and a bit cool today, with highs in the upper 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight, with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and a bit cool today, with highs in the lower to mid 50s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, a bit cool today, with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight, with lows in the mid 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, a mix of sun and clouds and a bit cool today, with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight, with lows in the lower to mid 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny skies in the mid to upper 50s, some sunshine Wednesday, otherwise increasing clouds with a chance of late-day showers and showers at night in the lower to mid-60s, a mix of sun and clouds Thursday and Friday back into the middle and upper 50s, and near 60 to start the weekend with partly sunny skies Saturday and a chance of a shower Sunday with highs in the lower 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.